You are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Season 3. Chill! Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman of YPG and a Playmobile Podcast. Welcome to On Up Some Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast. Hope all is well. And on this episode, this is the Countdown Show Volume 5. You already know my countdown song from episode 40 to episode 49. You already know. Yeah, I actually already know how this goes already. But you already know what to do. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this first song.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Torna Soul, and you are tuned in to the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Keep rising.
What's up, everybody? This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gemini, or Mr. Gemini Like That Podcast. And I just want to say the music that I'm playing on my show, I do not own the right to the music. These are main three artists. Record labels and many more. I just played it on my show to honor the artists, to give them a chance for their platform to grow once again. Cause I respect the artists and the creativities. And no, this is not about stealing music. This is about honoring the artists and respect the creative that they did with their projects. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this song. Alright, y'all, check out the number 10 song.
Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want more berries and that summer feeling. It's so wonderful and warm. Breathe me in, breathe me out. I don't know.
Number 9.
Yeah. It's been a long time. Oh. Hear me. I should have seen it from the jump. Who would have knew what we'd become? You left to love me when it's easy to take my heart away and run. You must have took off with the chauffeur. You put your bags all in the trunk. I saw the Bentley pulling over. I guess this is what you want. Ay, I could cuss you out, hit my side. You think she flew out, I deny it. Nothing in my way, I decided, no.
To believe, can't you make it easy for me? Complicated my brain. Swear to God, you made me go insane. You love me, then you made me feel away. Oh, how you bring me happiness and pain. You get on my last damn nerves, and I say that I'm done.
Number 8. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah.
Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. I can't keep it together. I usually don't show my emotions, but it ain't getting better. You can't be blind with eyes wide open. And I see struggle, I see pain, I see only the mess we made. I see things that I can't change, and it hurts my heart to say. I cry for the sons without fathers, and the pain that the mothers hold deep inside. And I'll fight for the future we're making. You can change if we face it, 'cause these tears won't dry. So I cry. Do I see someone that cares for others? Oh, no, 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 no. Do I love myself more than my sisters and brothers?
seen struggles, I've seen pain. I've seen beyond the mess we made. I've seen things that I cannot change. And it hurts my heart to say I cry for the sons without fathers and the pain that their mothers hold deep inside. So I'll fight for the future we're making, even change if we face it, 'cause these tears won't dry. So I cry. Unspoken, for the promise is broken. I will stand by your side. I'll fight for the ones who stop dreaming and the ones who stop believing. You're not alone, I feel your pain. I cry for the sons without father and the pain that their mothers hold.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at this time, I will be giving you the Mr. General Fact Quote of the Day. And today's quote of the day is, do not give up no matter how long, whatever you're doing, do not pick up. It will pick up in the long run. And no time limit for greatness. And what I mean by that is, sometimes it takes a long time for whatever brand you're doing to pick up. But sometimes it will take, you will have that one break. To pick up, and we'll pick up going forward. So what I'm saying to y'all is, you know, just be patient and things will pick up. And that is today with the Gym Fat Quote of the Day. Number 7.
We going. My pants poster says, we going ultra. We going ultra black. I got a toast to that. We don't fold the crack.
We going.
Occasion we rose to that, fuck on postal. We going ultra black, watching the global change. Hopping the coldest range, hit boy on the beat. This shit poster slap, we going ultra black.
We going.
Rhythm and blues, pop rock, soul to jazz. To my toes attack, how I look being told, I'm not supposed to brag. Nobody fault, I tell the truth, I know it's facts. We ultra black, gray stone, skin tone, but multi that. Multiple colors, we coming all shades, mocha black. Except where I'm at and I fight me on it. Emotional stares like I might be wanted. Pitch black like the night, I'm ultra black. Sanford and Son reruns, jokes are black. Oh yes, God bless success. We going ultra black, like the S is fast. Talk with a mask on, the freshest breath. African black soap, caress the flesh. Super fly the Mac, sitting fly in the lac. Take the boat on the water, history talks with my daughter. My son'll be my resurrection. Constantly learning lessons. I never die, you get the message. I hope you be better than I. Life's precious. Two-stepping. Sometimes I'm over black, even my clothes are black. Cash money with the white tee and the soldier rag. We going ultra black, unapologetically black. The opposite of Doja Cat, Michael Black's in black. We going ultra black, I got a toast to that. We don't fold the crack. Occasion we rose to that, fuck on postal. We going ultra black, watching the global change. Hop in the coldest range, hit boy on the beat, this shit poster slap. We going ultra black. We going ultra black. Raiders Oakland hat, I smoke to that. Pre-rolls and yak, what's the results to that? See notes and bags. She knows I'm classy like I'm Billy D. Williams. Go ultra black. Isaac Kennedy films, Penitentiary 2. Black like out in the loop. Black don't crack, it's like the fountain of youth. The culture's black, like Iman, she beautiful. Going ultra black. To Africa, you say go back. I stay pro black, my Amex black. Black like cornrows, afros. Black like cat, black ball from the Super Bowl. Collar, holler notes, I can't go for that. Motown, Museum, Detroit, I'm ultra black. This for New York and all the map. No matter your race, to me, we all are black. We going ultra black, I got a toast to that. We don't fold the crack.
We don't fold the crack.
Occasion we rose to that, fuck on postal. We going ultra black, watching the global change. Hop in the coldest range, hit boy on the beat, this shit poster slap. We going ultra black.
Black is beautiful. Black is beautiful.
Number six. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Jammin. Mr. Jammin Like the Pocket in the Premier Boy Pocket in the program you all listen to at Mr. Jammin Like the Podcast. Y'all probably wondering, why should we support this podcast show? Y'all should support this podcast show because I discuss about everything about the culture. And I have amazing guests who tell about their stories and about everything they've been through. And also about the amazing brands that they got coming out. Y'all get it first here. Also, y'all get to know the man behind the mic. You know, all the stories I've been through and everything that, you know, everything that y'all need to know about me. And y'all know I don't open up about stuff about my life, but y'all will hear it all here on Mr. Jammin Like the Podcast. Also, I got some amazing spin-off shows like The Old School Show with myself and DJ Retro, where we talk about anything old school. We got Date Night Talk Podcast, where I bring ladies, single or taken, and they talk about their love life and their dating experiences. You know, also we have a new podcast show, spin-off show called A Conversation About Music, where I talk about anything music from eras, artists, stuff like that. Also, I bring in unsigned artists where they tell you about their music journey, and we get to play their song on the show exclusively and stuff like that. So yeah, you ain't know the Jammin Like the Pocket is a judgment-free zone. Y'all can talk about anything and everything. That this is a safe place for conversation. Because you never know, y'all, whatever your story is, y'all could inspire somebody else. You know, and that's all what this show is about. Y'all probably wonder where can listen to this amazing podcast show. Y'all can listen to on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and many more. Also on YouTube. Each and every Sunday at 12 a.m. It's a new episode every Sunday at 12 a.m. YouTube, y'all wanna listen, we got a YouTube version called Jammin Like the Pocket TV, where we got the visual version. So if y'all want to subscribe to the YouTube page, Ken, aka Mr. Jammin Like the TV. Yeah. If y'all want to be on the show as a guest, whether it's for my main show, the old school show, Date Night Talk, y'all could email me at Ken, YPGENT, and see me about you about yourself and everything that you do. Also, you know, hit me up on IG, you know, at Ken _ Mr. Gentleman or Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast IG page. Or y'all could hit me up on my website, you know, support the show. Y'all could sign up for the email list and get every episode, everything that you do. Ken, Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast.com, Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast.com. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and have a good day and night wherever you listen to the episode. Cheers!
And Tawana Pyle.
And you are now listening to
Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Let's go.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at this time, I got a little story to tell y'all about this whole Spotify situation. So, a woman by the name of Alicia Haywood made a complaint to Spotify that I was taking context of hers and I do it on my show, which means was a certain song that I played on my show. And oh yeah, she is part of RIAA, you know, the major record company where they certify like the gold and platinum statuses on like records that is played. Yeah, I know. So apparently, I know it was on a certain episode, I believe it was episode 23, you know, the episode where I had my cousin on the show, and it said there was a certain song on there that got, because of that episode, the whole show got taken off Spotify, because of a certain song on that episode, which, I know what song it is, which is crazy, because I acknowledge, you know, them that, you know, I don't own the rights to the music. I acknowledge it on every episode. I acknowledge it on the description, but now I have to acknowledge it on each episode where I got to do a PPA, which if y'all heard it, that's the reason why. So, even though I removed the song off the episode, they took the show down on Spotify anyway. But, so, you know, So in case y'all wondering why Mr. Jammin' like the podcast is not on Spotify at the moment, that's the reason why. And right now I am talking to some people to get it back on the platform, so it will be back up there soon. But I do appreciate everybody for the support and stuff. I appreciate it, you know. I mean, that made me feel a lot down when that happened, cause you know, I'm building an empire, you know, building a brand for me, you know, and I had to feel like people try to shut me down, but no matter what they do, they can't shut me down, you know, and I'm gonna keep going. If they try to shut me down, I'm gonna go even more harder. You know, I own the rights to everything on my show, own the name, own the brand, own the content, you know. Yeah, the music is the only thing, but, you know, even if I can't play music on my show, I could still run a show without music, you know. So going forward, what I'm going to do is I gotta play less music, you know. So as much music, you know, I like to play music to set the mood of the show. I gotta start playing less, except for the countdown show. It's the only time I would get a large amount of music, though. But you know, even though this whole thing had made me feel down, I appreciate everybody that happened supporting. People been supporting even more, even ever since all that happened, actually. And I appreciate each and every one of y'all, cause it was a time where I'm gonna end Mr. Jammin' like the podcast, and you know, and it wasn't easy, you know, but seeing all the support and stuff like that, it means a lot, man. And I'm very humble about everything in this, but seeing everybody who supports, show love, it means a lot, you know. This means a lot, and especially with my show now, I'm building on bigger and better things for the show, you know. I want to give nothing but the best for y'all, because y'all deserve it. Y'all deserve nothing but the best, and once again, I want to thank y'all for all the support. I'm on 5.2 downloads right now, and Mr. Jammin' like the podcast is running on 17 countries, so that's big, you know. It means a lot, and once again, I thank y'all for that. So, I do got some new shows and returning segments coming back for the second half of season 3. First thing first, we finally got the new episode for the Date Night Talk series. Remember, I had the first 3 episodes of season 2, you know, with CeCe was episode 1, Ms. Vanna B was episode 2, and we had Lily for episode 3. So, Date Night Talk series, they're continuing. Second half of Date Night Talk series is returning, basically the second half of season 3. Also, we got 2 new brand new shows right now for the second half of season 3. The first one is the Old School Show with myself and DJ Retro. Basically talk about everything old school, from the music, from the show, the movies, the artists, play old school songs, stuff like that. So the first episode will be premiering the first week of October, the first Wednesday of October, and it will be every first Wednesday of the month, a new episode. So the first episode will be a holiday episode with Brandy, the Norwoods, basically Brandy and Randy Norwood. So yeah, so look out for that, and coming soon. That's the first week of October. Then I got another show, which I had this show before when it was the new music slash Unsigned Hype Fridays. But I'm bringing it back strictly for Unsigned Hype artists only. No new music, no nothing. Strictly just artists on the rise. And this time around, we're going to interview the artists and play their music and stuff like that. And that will be coming also in October, the last Wednesday of October. So, first episode of Unsigned Hype Artist Show, the last Wednesday of October, and every last Wednesday of every month after that. So I do got the first artist, and he kind of a big artist from Canada. So when I get more info on that, I will post it. Just know, after the episode air, I will post the two flyers for the new shows. So look out for that on, you know, my page and the Magician Like the Podcast page. So, yeah, look out for that. You know, Magician Like the Podcast Season 3. Bigger, yeah, nothing but more. Bigger and better, you know, for Season 3. And once again, I thank everybody for tuning in to Magician Like the Podcast, man. Even though Season 3 so far, not doing its best. It's a very slow season. Even though I got a lot of amazing guests for Season 3 so far that came on the show. It's been a very slow season, but it's picking up now. Like I said, I think everybody who helped out with Mitchell Lights Up Pocket for Season 1 and Season 3. So, and also, as y'all know, this is the mid-season finale. So, when is Mitchell Lights Up Pocket returning? Look out for it the end of September. The last Sunday of September, Mitchell Lights Up Pocket will be back. And I do got a first guest for it. For the next episode, but I won't reveal it until a little later. But once again, thank y'all for tuning in, and we gonna get back to the Captain Show. I'll be right back with the number 5 song. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Magician. I'm Magician Like the Podcast and the Premier Book Podcast. And I'm going to talk about the Premier Book Podcast. You know, Premier Book Podcast featured myself, Mr. Aaron Sands, DJ Retro, and Long Live the Chief, Molly Mel, for Brooklyn Dude, where we talk about the culture and everything that's going on in the culture. You know, from music, politics, relationships, sex, many more. We got the segment called the premier news, where we talk about everything that's going on. You know, this podcast show is very uncut and very controversial, because this podcast show might not be for everybody. So if you can't handle crazy conversation, controversial topic, this is not for you. I'm warning you now. The podcast show is not for you. Y'all can find this podcast show on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcast, or iHeartRadio. Many more. I shocked the podcast haven't got canceled, because we talk about some crazy stuff. Very explicit languages. The podcast show are crazy. But y'all can find us each and every Wednesdays at 12 a.m. And yeah, hope you're ready for this Premier Book Podcast journey, because you're going to need a lot of drinks and stuff for the podcast show. Just kidding. So y'all already know, this is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Jimin from Mr. Jimin Like the Pocket and the Premier Book Pocket. And have a good day and night wherever you listen to this episode. Chill! Number 5.
I got blood on my hands. I ain't gon' lie, I got mud on my shoes. I ain't gon' lie, I got real, real big plans. I ain't gon' lie, I got a whole lot to prove. I ain't gon' lie, I got blood on my hands. I ain't gon' lie, I got mud on my shoes. I ain't gon' lie, I got real, real big plans. I ain't gon' lie, I got a whole lot to prove. Sit from the bottle for that we bottling in. Going live, but we not on the gram. It's the land of supply and demand. On my young chopping up grams, and them choppers won't pry from their hands. Back and lay like they got an exam. If it's beef, my look just like home records. They got their eye on your mans. I pray to God at the jam. Too many done died in these parts, so we gotta be smarter. We tryna see August. Some won't make it past summer regardless. I'm trying my hardest to stack my deposit. These be looking at me like I got it. Deep down inside, though, I still feel as broke as that who just graduated from college. Scraping up change they got left in my pockets. I'm trying to make nickels turn into a dollar. Riding the train way too shy to go holler. Just watch it get off at a stop. I'm a coward. Though you got a way bigger target, I'ma do it so big they won't know what to call it. Sound like a whole Lambo truck on my stomach. I ain't hungry, this feeling is starving. Gotta move mama from out them apartments. Gotta put Bill on the mat, we forgot. And gotta hit you hang up in your locker. Gotta get rich, cause my granny be hot. And gotta make hit, cause then nothing I'm flopping. Gotta stay me in the process. This me, it was nonsense. I said I'm down like his father. My ass, why you bother? We should've caught him in modern. I said we gotta move smarter.
Don't want be the reason for one more sad song. I try to one, they wouldn't last long. I hope that you see how they came and they went. They shots never hit, but they made their attempts. May have a good year like that name on the blimp, but you know what it take to be popping this long. Dedication on another level, never seen in their life. Celebrating all your first downs like they touchdowns bring a price. Young Simba had to bust down, yeah, the Lion King on ice. Wanted me to look the part, had to stop taking advice. Put the jury to the side, had to find me, had to find God. Half the time we be pacified, what they expect from us, but that's treacherous, that shows less of us. I need y'all to see every part of me, every scar and every artery, every story that I can recall, then I can fall.
I got blood on my hands, I ain't gon' lie, I got mud on my shoes. I ain't gon' lie, I got real, real big plans. I ain't gon' lie, I got a whole lot to prove. I ain't gon' lie, I got blood on my hands. I ain't gon' lie, I got mud on my shoes. I ain't gon' lie, I got real, real big plans. I ain't gon' lie, I got a whole lot to prove. I ain't gon' lie.
Lately I reflect on the times when it was low. I got it up off the flow. I'm stronger than ever before. I'm stronger than ever before. Just like I plan to be. They wanna see me fold. It ain't no thing to me. Thoughts when I was broke. If only I could be. Pockets holding hope. It ain't no thing to me. At night I hit my knees. I pray for better days. Then found a better me. I got my head on straight. Up, up and away. Just riding my wave. I ain't never gonna say nothing. Throw a shot my way. I just jot down names. I'm never gonna say nothing. Now you be stressing. Hate only block your blessing. I'm never gonna say nothing. Quit all that flexing. Little check.
Number four.
I'll take some rain with my sunshine.
number three. Number two.
Then why can't we see what is evil? the time. Destruction of minds, bodies, and human rights. Stripped of bloodlines, whipped and confined. This is the American pride. It's justifying a genocide, romanticizing the theft and bloodshed that made America the land of the free. To take a black life, land of the free, to bring a gun to a peaceful fight for civil rights. You are desensitized to pulling triggers on innocent lives, because that's how we got here in the first place. These wounds sink deeper than the bullet your entitled hands could ever reach. Generations and generations of pain, fear, and anxiety. Equality is walking without intuition, saying the protector and the killer is wearing the same uniform. The revolution is not televised. Media perception is forced down the throats of closed minds, so it's lies in the headlines and generations of supremacy resulting in your ignorant, privileged eyes. We breathe the same and we bleed the same, but still we don't see the same. Be thankful we are God-fearing, because we do not seek revenge, we seek justice. We are past fear, we are fed up eating your shit, because you think your so-called black friend validates your wokeness and erases your racism. That kind of uncomfortable conversation is too hard for your trust fund pockets to swallow. To swallow the strange fruit hanging from my family tree, because of your audacity to say all men are created equal in the eyes of God, but disparage a man based on the color of his skin. Do not say you do not see color. When you see us, we can't breathe.
You are now listening to the old school song of the day. Chill!
stick around.
But everybody knows,
everybody knows, almost doesn't count. So maybe I'll be here, maybe I'll see you around. That's the way it goes.
I just want to take the time and thank everybody for tuning in to the new episode. Thank you for y'all, you know, tuning in for to season three so far. It's been fun ride so far. Thank you all the guests that been on the show so far. I'm bringing y'all nothing bigger and better for season three. You know, I appreciate y'all for tuning in so far, for all the support. Before I continue, I just want to give a shout out to this brand called Superior Complex. You know, it's a clothing brand, you know, they're killing it right now. Now they support the show, and I just want to give them a shout out right now. Support y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. I appreciate y'all, man. Check out their stuff, superiorcomplex.com. You can get their brand and stuff like that. And if you haven't yet, you know, subscribe to the Premier Boy Pocket with myself, Mr. Aaron Sand, the DJ Retro. Each and every Friday, we are back. We are back. All new episodes each and every Friday, we back. We actually about to hit our 1 year anniversary too, so episode. So check it out. Check it out, you know. Appreciate it. Also, if y'all looking to be a guest on my show, you know, actress, actor, podcast host, radio host, entrepreneur, lady, if y'all have a dating story or y'all wanna or y'all singing take it, y'all wanna be on the show, y'all could just DM me Ken_MrGentleman. I repeat, Ken K-E-N. _ Mr. M-R Gentleman G-E-N-T-L-E-M-A-M. Or y'all can email me at Ken Y-P-G-E-N-T @gmail.com and just send me a bio of yourself and whatever you do, your brand, and I got y'all, and we'll be having y'all on the show. Also, y'all already know what's going on, but I've been having new shows coming up in October. When Mr. Gentleman like the pocket back on the show, we got the old school show with myself and Mr. and DJ Retro, you know, and also look out for the Unsigned Hype Artist Show. Both show coming in October, first week of October. So you already know, look out for that. Also, when NYC open up these spots, check out YPGENT. Each and every Friday at Catcher 217 Bio Street, say premiere at the door. And each and every Saturday, Best Saturday Party at Taj 48, which 21st, 25th, and 6th, say premiere at the door. And once again, thank y'all for tuning in to a new episode. See y'all at the end of September, y'all. And I will be back with all new episodes of Magician Like the Pocket at the end of September. I thank y'all and have a good night.
What's up, everybody? This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Jammin' on Mr. Jammin' Like That Podcast. And I just want to say the music that I'm playing on my show, I do not own the right to the music. These are main three artists, record labels, and many more. I just played it on my show to honor the artists, to give them a chance for their platform to grow once again. Because I respect the artists and the creativities, and no, this is not about stealing music. This is about honoring the artists and respect the creative that they did with their projects. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this song.
Here is the number one song. Here is the number one song.
I just wanna leave. God protect me. I'm a young black man, doing all that I can to stand. Oh, but when I look around and I see what's being done to my kind.
many thoughts.